We are learning Zechlis Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So it said in the Mishnah, Af Mokesh Om Lahaski, even if you're allowed to rent, we have a lot of places allowed to rent, a lot of shittas allowed to rent, but you can't rent the Beis Dira. Why? Because it's your house, you're renting it out, and they're going to bring a Avodah Zarah into it. So Mechlal Dika Duchter Loi Mogri, if it says Mokesh Om Lahaski, there's got to be a place where you can't rent a house. Now think about this. Does Rabbi Yossi have any place where you can't rent a house? No. Rabbi says, you're allowed to rent the house in Eretz Yisrael, and obviously you're allowed to rent the Surya, you're allowed to rent the Chutz La'aretz. So this is a Stoma Mishnah like our mayor. Mechlal the Ika Duch Le Mugri. Vestoma Tavraham Vestoma Kara Meir. The Rabbi Yossi, Bechol Duch Le Mugri. If it's Rabbi Yossi, you're always allowed to rent the house in every place. So this is, even when we pass Rabbi Yossi, we have a Stam Mishnah like our mayor, which is interesting. A lot of times, you don't pass, you pass like the Stam, but here, the Maisa, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, even though Stam Mishnah is like our mayor.
Does Rabbi Yossi give theory that you can rent?
Yeah, he agrees to that idea. That he agrees to. Zoktog Gemara Vayta. So we had in the Mishnah a very important halacha that if you rent a merchitz, Goldstein's merchitz, he rents it out, and he only has going working on Shabbos, he doesn't get near the place. He davens till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Shabbos morning, has no shaykhs, really no shaykhs. Still, you're not allowed to do it because it's Marasayin, because it looks like it's his shliach. So Zoktog Gemara, one of the most important Gemaras in Shas, this next blat Gemara, because it's all about. Or Shabbos, a few simonim in Shulchan Aruch about this. Reish Mem Gimel, Reish Mem Dalet, Reish Mem Hey, Tanya. Zog to Breiser. Shimon Gila Eimer, Lo Yiska Odo Merchotze Lo Evichav, Menesh Nikar Oshmoy. You're not allowed to rent a merchitz to a goy because it's called on your name. Lo Evichav Mezeh Oysa Bei Molocha B'Shavos Yom Tov. And he does work on Shabbos Yom Tov, so it's a problem of Marasayin. Even though when you rent it to him, it's not work for you. But L'maisa, it's a problem of Marasayin. Aval lekusi, it's mashma, only a goynat. But a kusi who doesn't do work on Shabbos, a kusi is like a shtickel of ger, and we know the kusim that became gerim, but they didn't keep all the mitzvahs, so they don't work on Shabbos yontif. So therefore it's mutter. Aval kusi ma'ay shari. Freyti Gemara, how you let her rent a merchitz to a kusi, he might be open a chalamoyed. Kusi, emar, over be malacha b'chol shamoyed, and there'll be marasayin b'chol shamoyed, because he'll be open a chalamoyed, and maybe it's even lifnei iver, even worse, lifnei iver, like the Gemara say later on. So how you let her rent a merchitz to a kusi, he'll be open a chalamoyed. He doesn't care about chalamoyed, because chalamoyed is a drasha in the Torah, it's not mafurish, mamish, it could be the rice, but not mafurish. So he doesn't keep chalamoyed. So it made the problem out of that. So the Gemara, no, b'chol shomayid, and not nami avdinan. We'll not have a merchitz open on chalamayid also. The luck is, you'll not keep a merchitz open on chalamayid. Why? Because tzarchi mayid. It's tzarchi aguf, and people need showers on yontif, and therefore, you'll not be open on yontif. That's why, so not nami avdinan. Avasadeyu le'v'chav amai. Now, we went through merchitz. Merchitz, you cannot rent to a guy. Why? Because it's your name, you're under your name. It looks like you're doing work with the guy. You're allowed to rent a merchitz to a kusi. What's the reason? Because he keeps Shabbos, and chalamayid allowed to be open anyway. What about a sada? So it's mashma, I'm allowed to rent a property, a sada, a big wheat field. I'm allowed to rent that to a goy. Why don't we say marasayin, huh?
Where?
In the town, in the city, what do you mean? Where?
It's also
nothing to do with it. We're going now in the chutzal. You want a Shabbos problem now. Shabbos. So you rent in Chutz La'aretz, you want to rent, you have a big farm, and you want to rent it to, everyone knows who owns the farm, it's Whiteman's farm, everyone knows it. So now you want to rent it to a guy, the guy's, oh, mama, she's paying rent, he's leasing it. And he takes his tractors on Shabbos, drives it back and forth, cuts all his corn and his wheat. Says that mutter do on Shabbos or not? Zok to Gemara, yeah. It says dafka merchitz not. Avasadeh lo evachava ma'ay shari. What's pshat? Why is it mutter? Zok to Gemara, my taima arisa arisusa kavim. That the reason is like this, that you could rent it to him, because even if it was not rented, and he was working for you, it's mutter also. Because Oris, so now, to give you, just make a little akdama, there's three type of workers when it comes to working. A schir yoyim, a kablin, and a Oris. A schir yoyim is someone that actually gets paid by the hour, is not the point. The point is, you hire him by the hour. That means you own his hour. A usual example of a schir yom is a clean lady, or if you pick up a day worker and say, shovel my snow, that's schir yom. His job is not to get something done. If you don't clean all the toilets, he still gets his money. He worked for an hour, he gets his money. You own his hour. That's a schir yom. You own him, you pay per hour, and you own his hour. A koblin is, He could, a kavan is an accountant, a mechanic. They get paid for the job they do. If they don't do the job, they don't get paid. Now, they could be they bill you per hour, but it's not the point. But the point is that it's per job. It's a job, kavan. A third thing is called an aris. What's an aris? An aris works for you, but he gets payment per his work. Percentage of his work? Exactly. So here, the loch is that an aris is mutter to work for you on Shabbos. You know why? He's working for himself. He's making a percentage. He's working for himself, not for you. Agav, you're gaining also? That's not a problem. It's a huge chiddush. But that's what the din of aris is, that he can work for you. So here, Avasadeh, Levachav, my Shari, my Taima, Arisa, Arisusikovit. He's doing Arisus. We'll say, even if you rent it to him, so there's Shom Mutab Ikardin. The problem was Marasayan, not Marasayan. Because even if you think it's still yours, what's the normal case in a Sada? A sharecropper, an Aris. So since I'll say, oh yeah, he's a sharecropper, therefore it's no Marasayan either, therefore it's Mutab. Frank Demara, so Merchus Nami, wiser usher, say he's a sharecropper. It's not the way people hire Merchus. Merchus, you just scare you and you hire about an hour. The way it works is, by a Merchus, you get paid per hour. You get paid for your time to warm up the Merchus. So there's a Marasayim, because there's no tzad there that there was an oris on a Merchus. So that's the chilp between a Merchus and a Sada. Now, the reason why it would be a maris ayim Americans, because that's skir yoyim. So we have an agamar already, skir yoyim and aris. What about a kablim? So it comes to Tosfos Dermas Harisa, and it says that we pass like of Shimon Gamil, and therefore toichach hitter li Yisrael shenosam beisei lasa kablonis livres by a filo b'shabbes. He says that we know a kablin is also mutter. Why? Because kablin is a dait nafshei. When a kablin does work, and he's working on Shabbos. Let's say his job is to be an accountant, right? So he's allowed to work on Shabbos. He's not working for you. He's working for himself to get the job done. You don't care when he works. So he's allowed to work for you on Shabbos. Zokta benetam. If someone builds a house for you, it's mutter. You know why? Because you could say he's a kablin, not a skir yoyim. So therefore he's allowed to work for you on Shabbos because not marasayin. Everyone knows he's a kablin. But the Re argued. The Re says, the kablonus abai is usher, he says. He says, have a binyan bias, regilis liskor mede yoim yoim. Va'aroya ain't I'm a kablos avid. El skir yoim nu. People still marasayin, he says. And we pass like the Re. We pass the Ikka like the Re, but Ikka like the Re, that even today, in 2025, most houses are built with kablonim, not skir yoim. They're kablonim, they're framers or they're HVACs. Still, we pass like the Re, because since the ish to muska skir yoim, therefore there's a problem of marasayin. Therefore, now it works for you on Shabbos, because of Marasayin. That's what comes out from this very important Tosfos. Tosfos says himself, during a time, if you look at Tosfos, it's hard to find, but like six lines before the end of Tosfos says, during a time, Abish Hekel, the Kablonis, Hichmel Atzmoy. Ukushabon Abeso, when he built his own house, Loyan Niach Evachav lived Mesh Shabbos. He didn't let. Abish Oisim, the Kablonis. He didn't let. Even though it was Kablonis, and he held Mekadin as Mutter, it came to his own house, he didn't let. Just a very, you see a big Rav, Rabbeinu Tam, the God of Ladar, he held his Mutter, but for himself, he was more Machmer. He did not do it, Lemaisa, but he held Mekadin's Mutter. So the Gemara goes weiter, Tanya, Lantan of Raisa. Yeah. Tanya, Shimla Zaimer, Lo Yaska Odom Sedeu Lakusi, Pernikos Shemai. Shimla says, you shouldn't rent a Sada. We said, you could rent a Sada to a guy, we said, according to the first man, Yamawak, we say, a Risa of it. Zog Shimla Zaimer, now rent a Sada Lakusi, Pernikos Shemai. Because it's your name, and he works at Chalamoid. It's Mutter. The Amri, why? Why is Mutter by God? The Amri, research of it. We say, like we just said, it's not Marasayim, we say he's ours. Why is it a problem for me to rent it to a Kusi because of Marasayim? Everyone says, Amri, research of it. He's doing it for himself. He's ours. He's a sharecropper. He doesn't hold of this whole heta of arisus. He doesn't hold of the heta of arisus, and that's why Tosfos said we paskin like the olam. Then he holds no heta of arisus. Elo, so what's the deal? These guys from ladder rented a sod to guy. What's that? My time mo. You tell him don't work on Shabbos. Listens. So for example, kusi nami amri levit size. Why can't you tell kusi not to work either? He listens also. Kusi loy size. He doesn't listen. The Omar, he says, I know better than you. You don't know. I know the sugi well. So that's who not can listen. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, that the Kusi is not going to listen and work on Shabbos and on Chol HaMoed, so my what's the difference because of Mara Sayin? You're giving him a field to work on, it's Lifnei Iver. So you're right. Chod HaMoed Koma. Chod HaMoed Lifnei Iver. Well, and also because it's called on your name. And like Tysus explains, in the Havamina, we were in Shvet, it says Nikshas HaShemah, you know why? Because we thought it could a non-Jew as well. So it's non-Jew, the reason is Nikshas HaShemah. But now we're saying a non-Jew is Mutter, because he listens, he doesn't work. So now, why didn't it say here the real reason for Iver, Vakus, the Tysus, the both are true, Lifnei Iver and that. So that's what comes out, both Lifnei Iver and then Tais over here goes into discussion if you have Lifnei Iver under Rabbanon. Tais is a mitzadeid that Chalamoid is only the Rabbanon. He says it's right from here. Lifnei Iver is the Mishnah, but it's the Rabbanon. And it's a whole machlokes Rishonim in Shas. If Chalamoid is the Rabbanon, it's the Raisa. We pass him pashas is the Raisa. So what's coming out right now is that there were three levels. We said there was a Oris, a Skir Yoyim, and a Kablanus. And we're coming out that if you could say he's Oris, Oris is mutter to work because he's working for himself. He allowed to work. And then it's no Maris Zayin. So it has to be, it's normal to be Oris, there's no Maris Zayin. But in Merchitz, even if it's a Schir, it's really not a problem, it's Maris Zayin because it looks like a Schir, Yoim, therefore it's Maris Zayin.